Obviously, it's more than just the why. And it's interesting, Angela, as you were mentioning, responses in this survey came from not just families and the individuals, but also from businesses. Clearly, there are wide-ranging implications of this problem.
There are. And I think the stats were like two-thirds of the businesses say that it impacted them greatly, mm-hmm. or at least highly yeah. moderate. Highly moderately is not the right word, but hopefully you understand my meaning behind
yeah.
that. So
sure.
it's having an impact in our businesses because when you don't have childcare, and we feel this in our office even. We have a gentleman, when his sitter decides to close the office for mm-hmm. the day for childcare, he's stuck.
Yeah.
He can't
right.
come to work. So how do we help to create those avenues for people to be
one of the
productive?
Other, yeah, one of the other implications here, and I think you mention it in, I know the press release on the results of the survey, is that when there aren't high-quality, affordable childcare options available, people will turn to options that may not be suitable for their
whether
kids.
It's the safety factor or
yeah.
just a quality in terms of the educational
yeah.
offerings that are made available.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at that, making sure that every child has that access.
Yeah. And that's not to disparage the individual
no.
who runs daycare in their home or grandma and grandpa who watch the kids a couple of days a week or,
mm-hmm.
or what have you. But there are options that people will end up in that are not necessarily best
situation. Or they may choose not to enter the workforce because of those costs
yeah.
or the lack of availability. And we know that we have workforce, you know, issues, and we need
right.
those people
exactly.
In the workforce. So it definitely is a spiraling, you know, effect.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing that we've talked a lot about in our collaborative is that this isn't going to change unless we also have a policy component to it. So we'll be looking at, you know, some of those short, long-term kind of policy implications that affect, you know, how things work. Looking, you know, with our local folks, our state folks, our federal folks that have some type of authority over that, how can we work with them to change that?
And that actually leads to the next question, which is really the big question. Okay, we have the survey, we have the data, we know where we are, and we kind of term it a childcare desert. We are certainly not unique in that situation. That's great to know, but what do we do about it? And you talk about creating a comprehensive plan for that.
Yep.
I know, it's a big question. So, you know, where do we start with
well, with we just had a larger stakeholder gathering last week, a lot of energy around that. So I think some of our next steps are going to be in those kind of focus areas of retention, recruitment, policy, mm-hmm. and you know, reaching back out to those folks. Where their interests lie, trying to formalize those committees and those action plans in those specific areas, and also to see, okay, who's missing? You know, this was a very, very robust gathering, but we know that there's other people that need to be at the table, so that'll be another next step.
Right. When you're planning something large, you start with, where are we currently?
Mm-hmm.
And that survey did a great job of saying, here's the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a vision of, where do we want to go? And so the collaborative's vision is we would like to create a community where we have childcare available for every child and family that needs it. And we don't have that currently. So that's our goal. And now we're breaking it down into pieces that are bite-sized, like Kimberly said, that people can join and bring their skills. So if you have business acumen, and you could help a struggling childcare center to be able to do better in a business kind of way to make it more affordable, to make it more stable. Bring that expertise to the table.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a passion for serving children, if you're, you know, a passion for teaching, for educating, for organizing, for if you're a parent that says, I want something better and I know what it looks like from the inside, we need all of those pieces at the table to really have a strong collaborative.
It's a big lift to solve this issue. Do we really believe that we can fix it and get to that point where we have quality, affordable childcare for every family that needs it? That's a big lift.
It is a big lift, but you know what? I've seen people in this community do big lifts, and I'm not afraid.
That's what I say, Chris. This is Hancock County. What are you saying?
Right. I'm not
fair
afraid
to
work towards improving it because
yeah.
we've got our target, but we're doing it in a smart way. right? Mm-hmm. It's not just a pie in the sky kind of dream.
Yeah.
And we have people at the table that are committed to trying to make something happen. We even have other communities that are reaching out to say, what are you doing over there? Mm-hmm. How can we get something in our community? And that's what leaders do.
So what kind of a time frame are we looking at? I mean, this is not something that can be fixed overnight. Is this a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 1-year plan? I mean, you know, what kind of time frame are we looking at?
1-year plan. Come on.
I think some of our short term, we've looked at kind of like that 5-year, looking at making, you know, some of those, you know, initial strides within that, because this is systems work. It's messy. It's going to be one step forward, one step back, et cetera, because of all of the different sectors that are involved. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, keeping it on the train tracks, you know, keeping it going. I think the commitment from our partners is there. We have to, what's the low hanging fruit, get some success. Bite off some of that early to keep people at the table, and hopefully we can start to see some changes in the short term, as well as what's going to take a more longer term time frame.
Well, and as we always say, part of fixing a problem is recognizing what the problem is, yeah, where you are, as you were mentioning, right, Angela. So again, it's something that we will continually watch moving forward. But interesting results of this study from the Hancock County Child Care Collaborative. We have a link up for more information at our webpage. Again, Kimberly Bash with the Community Foundation, Stephanie Parsons, the YMCA, Angela Dabosky, the United Way. Ladies, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate
it. Thanks for your interest.